Good morning and welcome all to this sixth episode in our B series. As we continue to be providentially hindered from meeting together, I want to continue to do what I can to encourage you during this time. And so in that spirit, I want to encourage you now to be reflective. To be reflective. Now, I realize at the front end that that is a tall order. We live in a society, a culture, where deep reflection is not exactly considered a commodity. This is all the more difficult for us during this Stay Home, Stay Healthy initiative, right? I say that because we are out of our routines, we are holed up in our homes, and what seems to happen, at least if your experience is anything like mine, is that we seem to go from one end of the spectrum to the other. We go from one extreme to another. We ride a roller coaster that leaves us, quote, living in the moment, but not actually reflecting upon that moment. And again, this is intensified for sure, because for many of us, we go from sobering news to mind-numbing Netflix. Right? We go from a doom and gloom report about being isolated for another month to a rom-com starring Hollywood's latest heartthrob. And so as we bounce from CNN to Hulu, from Fox to Amazon Prime, we never give ourselves the chance, the opportunity to truly reflect. And yet, that is exactly what I want to encourage you to do now, to reflect. And in particular, I want to encourage you to reflect upon something that is culturally taboo. And that is this, your own mortality. I want you to reflect upon death. I know that's difficult. It might even strike you as a bit morbid. Culturally speaking, we are prone to keep these sorts of thoughts, these sorts of realities, at arm's length. Allow me just a couple of observations to substantiate this point. For starters, have you noticed how we no longer attend funerals anymore? Those things are a thing of the past. Now, we attend celebrations of life. Now, to be clear, I'm not suggesting such a transition is inherently evil. Don't get me wrong. But don't let the shift from death and mortality and open caskets and the raw nature of someone dead in a box to a celebration of life, don't let that shift escape you. The sobering air of death is sucked out of the room when all of a sudden it's open mic night at a celebration of life, and we all try to turn this into a fun, happy experience. It's not. It's death. And death is our enemy. It's also worth pondering that, unlike for all of humanity, as far as I know up to this point, our loved ones no longer die in our arms, in our homes, but instead, they die in assisted living homes. By the same token, no longer are children growing up with grandma or grandpa being taken care of by mom and dad in the spare room, right? As youngsters, we are deprived, for better or for worse, we can have that debate, but we are deprived from seeing those whom we love actually age, and in many cases, not so gracefully, and eventually, we are deprived from seeing them die. And then let me also mention the lack of headstones surrounding our places of worship. Back in the day, when you'd walk to the church building, you'd walk through a graveyard. You'd see the headstone of your aunt or your mother or your grandfather. It was unavoidable. Not now. Now, graveyards and churches are completely separated one from another, as if the message from the pulpit is not a life and death message each and every Lord's Day. Now, my point, beloved, in making these cultural observations is simply to say this. As a people, we don't spend a great deal of energy reflecting upon our own mortality. We don't reflect upon the inevitable prospect of our own death. And I want to suggest to you that such a neglect has left us at a distinct disadvantage. As embodied creatures, not reflecting upon our mortality has left us malnourished. But given the COVID-19 pandemic, perhaps, just perhaps, we are forced, once again, to reflect upon our lives and, more importantly, our impending death. And lest, again, you think I'm just being overly morbid, doesn't sacred scripture bid us to do that very thing? To contemplate death, to reflect upon it. For example, do you remember the sermon to the Hebrews? Remember what the writer to the Hebrews reminds the congregation? Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. So you, if you can hear my voice right now, you are not invincible. I don't care if you are 20 or 30 or 13 or 113, you will die. You may die from COVID-19, you may die from something else, but you will die. And your death isn't your greatest cause for concern. Judgment is. Judgment is. Are you ready to stand before the risen Christ on Judgment Day? Or think about James's words to the church. He asks the question that we just don't have time to ask today. James 4:14. What is your life? What is your life? That's the question. What's the answer? Same verse, James 4:14. For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. What's your life, beloved? It's like the dew on the grass in the early morning, dew that by lunchtime has vanished. Still another passage that forces us to reflect upon our own mortality is Psalm 90. Psalm 90. After recounting the eternality of the triune God and the utter creatureliness and finitude of humanity, the psalmist says this, Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Perhaps, beloved, by God's grace, this coronavirus will cause us to pause, to reflect, and to number our days. Finally, let me remind you of the preacher's words. The preacher's words. They are found in Ecclesiastes 7:2. He tells us, "It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For this is the end of all mankind, and the living will lay it to heart." What's better, the preacher asks, the funeral or the party? Well, there is no doubt in the preacher's mind, it's the funeral. Why? Because while the party might be fun, the funeral forces us to reflect. It forces us to reckon with the reality that just like that person in the box, so we will be one day as well. Beloved, I concede, these are sobering truths to face. But let us not run. Let us not hide from them. Rather, let us leverage this pandemic for our good and for God's glory. And that at least means this, that we will be those who are reflective. Until next time, hold fast to Christ. the one who conquered death on our behalf. God bless.